That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Young F.A. Holmes. These niggas so scary, won't let them bury me. That's why I keep my 30, I shoot like Curry. And boy, I'm getting money, I'm getting money.
Alright, welcome to Don V. Fridays. After Virginia Tech proceeded to get their ass whooped by North Carolina.
Absolutely smoked.
Hey, bruh. Yeah, it's crazy because I saw it on the timeline. Like, hey, where was that rain at? Like, ain't it supposed to rain? Oh, it was raining. I ain't got that. It was raining touchdowns out there, motherfucker. Drake May was making it rain out there.
Yeah, man.
You want to talk about some motherfuckers in need of a hurricane on Saturday? Virginia Tech defense needed that 12th man. They didn't get it. But Drift, how you living, Chief?
I'm doing good, man. It's been a pretty slow week. Feels like it's been a long time since Virginia Tech played. That game was so boring and hard to watch. That was like one of the most, that was probably the biggest just regular blowout we've seen Virginia Tech have in some time. Because the game was over before halftime. So I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I just booked my my trip down to Virginia Tech. So I'm officially
making the pilgrimage.
I'm making the pilgrimage. I'm driving down.
I'm driving down.
It's going to be a journey. No, it'll be fun. I'm going to leave Thursday, next Thursday night. I'm going to go down to, like, people are going to hate me for it. I'm going to West Virginia. I'm gonna stay in West Virginia Thursday night.
Sure. Then, I was about to say, you got to stay or at least go through West Virginia.
Yeah, I got to go through it. So I'm going to stay there. And then Friday, I'm going to go to Blacksburg and then stay the night in Blacksburg and go to the game Saturday, stay Saturday night, and then leave.
Yeah, who you staying with?
I'm just at a hotel in Roanoke. Actually, Salem. Salem.
You mean to tell me you are on the biggest platform in Virginia Tech, at least on Virginia Tech Twitter? We got loyal supporters, listeners. We don't call them fans, but families, family members, legends, supporters. And you didn't out. People will open up their homes for you.
I don't know. Nobody opened. I talked about it. Nobody opened up anything for me. I think they might do that for you. I think you might be.
No, you know what's about to happen? Now that we're talking about it, people gonna hit your DMs, bro. You could have stayed with me.
Hey, bro. I hope so because I can still cancel the hotel up until the day before.
anybody in the. You don't even got to be in the New River Valley. Anybody in the 540, I think that's their shit. Man, hit up Drift, man. Let that man save some money. He got to stay in Salem of all fucking places.
Bro, out of all years, this year is my experience seeing Virginia Tech. Man, usually the Miami-Virginia Tech games are supposed to be hype. You know what I mean? Like, big time. They're supposed to be sweet matchups. Not this year though. So it'll be at least it's homecoming. I feel like that'll be fun and like people will get hammered regardless.
You can go to Tots. You can go to Tots, get you a reel. It's still the thing about Blacksburg is it's still beautiful. Like you ever seen mountains and shit?
Oh, I have, but it's been some time, man. Honestly, it's been a long time since I saw some real mountains.
Yeah, the mountains, the trees.
It'll be like leaves changing season two.
Leaves changing. You know? Like that part of the state is very beautiful. Like if to people that's never been that's listening, like it's very breathtaking sights. If you never been to Blacksburg or anywhere around there, big ass mountains and valleys and peaks and crevices and shit. real beautiful, especially this time of year. Before we get into us getting our ass bust by the Carolina Tar Heels, we got to show love to the people that pay the bills here, our patrons. Man, shout out to our patrons, our family members, our legends, bro, holding us down in these streets, wanting to see Don V Fridays win. We love and support our patrons, starting with Frank P, the numero uno. Frank been holding us down since literally day one. Joe Rogers, who says fuck Ox. Shout out to Joe Rogers, man. shout out to Jake. Shout out to Jake, legend. Shout out to Nathan, legend. Shout out to Angie, legend. How you doing? Shout out to Brendan Hill, Coach Brendan Hill. I gotta put that coach in front of B Hill's name, man. Shout out to Coach Brendan Hill. Shout out to Susan. Shout out to Hokie Smash. Shout out to you, sir. Shout out to Elaine, legend. Shout out to Jerry, who says, for all your furniture needs, holla at Jerry at Pottery Barn in Virginia Beach. That's Pottery Barn in Virginia Beach. Get all your furniture needs. Shout out to Cam Cobb. Shout out to the bro Cam Cobb, legend. Amir, shout out to Amir. Shout out to Dan. Dan and them doing some work, man. They had Cheeto on the podcast. They had
Corey. Yeah. They've been putting in that work, man. They're working their contacts.
They over there working. Shout out to Beth, legend. Shout out to Lonnie. I met Lonnie at the spring game. Pulled up at the tailgate. Lonnie's cool. Shout out to Lonnie. TP5 member, Lonnie. Shout out to Adam, legend. Shout out to Brian and Nola. Shout out to Nola, bro. Nola's gang. Shout out to Brian.
He's been here forever.
Yeah. Shout out to Mitch, who I haven't seen Mitch around. I think I seen Mitch on the timeline a couple times. Hey, Mitch, bro. We need your appearances, bro. Shout out to Avery. Shout out to Tom and Andrew, legends. Not that Andrew. Shout out to Treadmill Horse, the bro. Shout out to you, bro. Shout out to Corey. Shout out to Diddler, legend. Shout out to Luke. Shout out to Ty. Shout out to Greg, legend. Shout out to Brandon and Alex, both legends. Shout out to Daniel. Shout out to Nathan. Shout out to Two Quickski. Shout out to Josh Young. Shout out to Paul Shelton. Is Paul Shelton with Babcock guy? Yes, he is. Paul Shelton says, fuck with Babcock. It's pretty simple. I think he's standing on that, especially after last week's game. Shout out to Ben. Shout out to Nick. Both legends. Shout out to Marquise. Shout out to Andrew. Shout out to Valerie. Shout out to Jack, who says, Breon Murray, you some ass, my boy. yeah, he's like he sent that to me I don't even think the game was over yet.
The game's still going on. He's like, man, I know what you're saying.
The game was still going on. Jack says, Breon Murray, you some ass, my boy. So we're going to get into Breon Murray and all of that in just a little bit. Shout out to Mary Andrew. Shout out to Kobe Wall. And shout out to John. Shout out to all our patrons. And you too can become a patron. We'll post the links. I think the link is in Drift's bio. I need to put the link in my own bio. You too can become a patron, and you too can have whatever you want. Say it on Don V Fridays. I'll say it. Whatever you need promoted, I'll promote it. Join the Patreon. Become gang. To all you brokies, keep being brokies. But join the Patreon, man. Help a nigga out, bro. There's floods and shit going on. Brother man had to miss work because of flooding. It'd be like that. It'd be like that. I wasn't mad that I had to miss work. I was mad because I knew I was going to miss work and still went to work just to be told can't work because of flooding. Like, that's the dumb shit. Let's get into it, man. It's not much analysis we got to do. Virginia Tech flat out got their ass kicked. Point blank. They scored
flat
10
out
points.
Smoked. Yeah.
Flat out smoked.
Drake May threw for 363 yards. They 26 for 36. Yeah, it was a field day for them.
They flat out kicked our ass. And the thing that me and you specifically, I think, tried to caution Virginia Tech fans is just because somebody got a bad defense against other people don't mean that they're going to have a bad defense versus us. And the temperature of that week was North Carolina has a historically bad defense. Like, if FAMU scored 28 points on them. The struggles we've had on offense, it ain't like we had a bunch of guys hurt and shit and, you know, injured. No, like, we are a team that's struggling. Everybody's pretty much healthy on offense.
I believe we're last in the Power Five right now for offensive efficiency.
Last in the Power Five. You're talking about a Virginia Tech team that scored 28 points on Wofford, if I'm not mistaken.
And there was some conversation after that Wofford game about people were like, especially me, I was like, hey, guys, we should have blew them out. And people were like, oh, what do you expect? Like, at least we won the game. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's like, no, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's going to, like, you got to be able to blow out Wofford. Like, Wofford's terrible. They're one of the worst teams we've ever played. You have to blow them out.
He's easily one of the worst. And we played pitch and catch versus Wofford, but, like, of course we did. When you go into this North Carolina game and we were saying expect rain, and it did rain. It did rain the whole game. But it wasn't the tsunami.
It was like a hurricane game.
Yes. It was like the remnants of Hurricane Ian, but it wasn't a full-blown – it wasn't like the 2016 game or nothing right. like that. So, yeah. Drake May flat out kicked our ass. Ain't no other way to put it. The defensive backs played easily their worst game all season. Shamari Conner, I'm pretty sure that man, when he's done playing at Virginia Tech at the end of the season, seeing Carolina Blue is probably going to give him like PTSD for going forward.
Oh, for sure. That's been his kryptonite. Sure.
Yes. Just when you see his draft tape, when it's time for him to get drafted and he's a draft prospect, there won't be no Carolina footage. either he getting mixed up or kicked out for targeting, or he getting sauced up. He been getting sauced up for years, man. Shout out Shamari Conner, bro. Like, bro, don't get mad at me, bro. It's just I'm just going off the footage, man. The footage looks crazy, my boy. That's all I'm gonna say. The footage looks crazy, Breon Murray. The footage looks crazy, my boy. Dax Holyfield. The footage looks crazy, my boy. I know Dax got to talking before the game saying they don't like me and I don't like them. And UNC fans was like, bro, we don't even know you, which is kind of crazy. They follow recruiting. But you look bad. Defensively, that's Pryor's side of the ball. That's his expertise. And he had no answers. None. It got crazy out there.
It
got to a point where it seemed like they were just throwing shit. Like, bro, I saw Will Johnson in coverage. It was crazy.
Will Johnson played a lot of snaps in coverage, to be honest. It's ridiculous. And the thing is like our defensive line kind of got exposed against West Virginia, and we hadn't had a game yet where our secondary got exposed. And we kind of talked about that. Like, hey, the secondary hasn't had their exposing game yet. We still think they're really good. And then this happened. We got to see Mansoor Delane play. I think that's how you say his first name.
Yes, and Cam Johnson.
And Cam Johnson. Delane actually looks pretty good. He looks pretty big for his age. So I'd like to see him keep playing. I don't know about you.
I mean, Dorian Strong did not play, which was probably good for his NFL prospects. If Dorian Strong would have went out there in that ring, in that 44, oh my God.
He would have gave up 300 yards.
He would have gave up 300 yards his damn self. And it don't matter. He is covering Josh Downs, Antoine Green, no matter which receiver he would have drew, Drake May would have been on his ass too. I seen some people say, well, you know, Dorian Strong ain't playing, and that kind of changes things. I don't think it would have changed a motherfucking thing, if you ask me. I think he would have been getting his ass cooked and booked like everybody else would.
Regardless.
It was just one of them days. That tight end, Morales, man, that tight end was whooping our asses. The middle of the field for them was like a it was like the interstate. It was just wide open all day. And that's the college game. If they control the middle of the field, you're going to lose linebacker, safeties, interior D-line. Like, if you fucking up there, you're going to lose. That's where the game is kind of played and won at in this era of college football.
This is true. It and on offense, I mean, we couldn't do absolutely anything either. Defense got smoked. Offense was still horrific against the – I mean, we talked the week before about how Kansas put up 51 on West Virginia. Or 55 on West Virginia. And we still couldn't score against West Virginia. And then we turn around against this supposedly terrible defense. We can't score against them either. So what has to change offensively? Play calling, positionally? What do you think? I mean, I think it's literally everything has to change moving forward. Like, going into next year, you got to get better players all around.
With me, right? We've been doing Don V Fridays. I've been doing this since 2018. You've been on for a year and a half. I'm not a big play caller. Like, even with Korn, I even defended Korn sometimes. I'm not a blame play calling guy a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Unless it's like egregiously bad play calling and decision making. It's a combination of things. Because I've seen people say replace Grant Wells.
Well, I've seen people say fire Bowen too.
Yeah, fire Bowen. I'm not a play. I don't blame play calling. That it's not my expertise. It's not my place. It's so much that goes into it. Now I can look at a couple plays in a game, like a bad third down call. Like, what was that? A bad fourth down call. What was that? But overall, I'm seeing like teams be better than us talent wise. We're losing games before they're played talent wise. Right. So it goes back to Korn and Fuente, which I never really talked shit about their X's and O's. They couldn't manage people. I'm going to give Tyler Bowen the same rope. Is it the X's and O's or is it the Jimmys and Joes right now?
It's definitely his play calling
show looked good when he was at Penn State when they went against Memphis, when he had the players. And sometimes when you can't do shit, certain shit, like as far as blocking, protecting, or running the ball, your play calling, it fucks your playbook up. Because you be like, yeah, I want to call on my saucy shit, but we can't protect it. Or we can't set it up.
You know what I mean? We can't
set it up or... You know, like they're teeing off on us. Like Grant is running, escaping the pocket, and Grant was panicked on that interception Grant threw. He panicked. He had the left tackle in his lap, and he panicked and threw the ball. So I still give Tyler Bowen like an incomplete. So what needs to change? The original questions you asked is it's nothing. It's nothing to change. I mean. I can't blame Grant Wells for all this either. The only thing I can say is keep playing young guys, keep playing Daquan Wright, keep playing Bryce Duke. Fuck them red shirts. Like,
yeah,
let them play.
Play them. Play them.
Keep playing. Let Jalen Jones get more burn. Let just younger hey, play more younger players.
Yeah, just see who's gonna be like quality starters moving forward. And then I think the other big thing for the staff is like, okay, you're a Power Five school. Can you recruit now in the portal or in high school to build an offense, you know, in the future? So I mean, if I'm Tyler Bowen and the rest of the offensive staff, I'm excited because you don't have an offense, you don't have a quarterback. So if you go in to a four star in high school or a transfer, you're like, hey man, come be our fucking starter next year. Like, you can play right now. We don't have any.
We got playing time to sell.
Yeah, I mean, some playing time is huge.
All 11 positions on offense.
Exactly. Exactly.
And most positions on defense going forward.
So
we got
time
for sale.
Hey man, you got to be able to sell that. You got to be able to sell that, and you got to be able to bring in the players that can come in and fill that gap and play well. So I'm not gonna say anything about the staff or about the players right now, but like moving forward, going into next year, the year after that, I mean, like the rope's gonna get thinner if we don't see improvement, you know, over time. Yeah, so
especially in the trenches.
Right. That's where it's been especially disappointing. But to be fair, there is a lot of offensive line talent in our next class. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yes, like everybody got the proper time. We're not firing nobody. We can't fire nobody if we wanted to. Grant Wells, I got to keep stressing this. Grant Wells is not the issue. He's part of it. He's not the solution. He's part of the problem. He making some rash decisions out there, and he doesn't fit. I mean, let's keep it all the way a bean. Grant Wells does not fit what Tyler Bowen is doing. It's not a good fit. Grant Wells need to be in somebody's air raid. Give him 2-3 receivers that get open. Let him pitch the ball around. Without conscience, he gonna turn the ball over. That's just what he do. But let him pitch the ball around. Him playing in more of a, well, I guess we're trying to be a smash mouth. I think Brent Pry's vision for this team is eventually be a smash mouth physical offense. That's not Grant Wells. He needs to be pitching the ball around. I said it before the game, and I stand on that. Grant Wells should not have been playing this game. I think we should have went out there with Jason Brown, Devin Farrell, whoever. And we should have just tried to shrink the game, put Blumrick at quarterback. I don't give a fuck. And just run the ball all day, 11 on 11 football. It was going to be a nasty game. You need to slow keep Drake May and that offense off the field. Now, me and Drift, what we did know is the rain wasn't going to be as bad as it was. And UNC ended up being able to throw because we thought it was going to be a nasty, sloppy, physical run game.
Right.
It wasn't. UNC was able to get their shit off. So it was just a bad, bad, bad offensive day. Like I said, Daquan Wright, he showed us something. He showed us something. You need that from your young players.
You do.
Running Nick Gallo out there. Nick Gallo is a catch the ball and fall down type of player. He's not gonna get you shit at the catch.
Right.
So Daquan Wright, my boy. Hey, keep doing what you're doing.
It's a nice thing about this staff is they're gonna look for playmakers. So if they see stuff like that, like just like Price said, like he's kind of looking to play guys like that and keep them playing if they keep playing well. And they're probably never gonna go away. So hopefully we can see more of the same from Daquan Wright and Mansoor Delane moving forward. Cause I would be very happy to see Delane just straight up replace Breon Murray. As that cornerback in the rotation.
I think you and our patron Jack would both like to see that sight. I mean, Breon's one of the veteran players on the team, along with Amani Chapman and Chamari Connor. They've been here a while. They've been here. They've played against UNC. They've lost against UNC. They've won against UNC. I think they would all be happy no longer having to play UNC. If I'm not mistaken, last year, Chamari Conner did catch the game-sealing interception versus UNC. So I think I said he wouldn't have no tape versus UNC. He does have that.
Right.
And at that time, he targeted Sam Powell and stuff like that. So we got our ass kicked. Y'all pretty much knew that when you clicked on the goddamn podcast. I think y'all listen to every other Virginia Tech podcast, lament how we got our ass kicked. It was bad. It was a full-blown, all three phases. You score 10 points on a team that let App State run up and down the field on them. Either App State got better offenses. I mean, either App State got better athletes than us, or they got better coaching than us. And, I mean, y'all can choose which one it is. I'm going to hope that it's honestly better athletes at this point and not better coaching.
If it's better coaching, we're in for a world of problems.
If it's better coaching, we are fucked. I will hope, fam, you got better athletes than us. Even though, you know, HBCUs, it's FCS ball. I will hope, even though, fam, you bought half a team down there, you will hope they just got better athletes and not better coaching. Shout out to Davon Morgan. He coaching over there.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to the bro, Davon. Good dude. Good dude. Random Davon Morgan story. He was at the Suns thing in the spring.
Oh, you met him there?
Just giving out t-shirts at the end of the night. Just, bro, you want a t-shirt? Just giving out t-shirts. Cool as hell. I'm a black person, bro. I don't be thinking nothing free. I said, how much they cost? He said, did I say it had a price? I'm a black person, bro. We don't be thinking shit free.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Davon Morgan, bro. Good dude. What else going on in that Carolina game? Nothing. Just the state of the program. Virginia Tech is ass. I get frustrated with Hokie fans on Twitter because it's every time I tweet is we gotta be patient. No shit. Let me be mad about today, right now. Stop trying to push it in perspective.
I think everybody's like just on the same page now. We kind of just need people to stop just like tweeting the same shit over and over again. You know what I mean? Just like, yeah, we get it. It's going to take time. We said that before the season, but you motherfuckers said we were going to win 9 games.
Yes, we keep saying the same shit. Like, we know it's going to take time. I'm mad about this game right here. After this game, I'm going to have my perspective. But right now, let me be mad. Like, I'm telling you, bro, only Virginia Tech fans will take a blowout on the chin and be like, bro, we can't be mad about this. Bro, yes, the fuck I can.
And I will.
And I will. I ain't firing. But my thing is this. If I'm impatient, let's say I want to fire Brent Pry right now. What the fuck are you going to do about my feelings? Nothing.
They don't give a shit anyways. Who gives a fuck what you say on Twitter? It's not like anybody. One of the things that annoys me more about anything on Twitter is when people think my opinion actually carries weight. It fucking does. Nobody cares. Like, it's Twitter.
Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody gives a fuck if I say something crazy.
I wanted Fuente fire year 3.
Do you think Witt came on there? Oh, Don V757 wants fired. Yeah, for sure, man. I'll go fire him.
I wanted Fuente fired year 3, 2018. I wanted his ass up out of there. And everybody kept telling me, you got to be patient. You got to be patient. I don't, why? For what? What the fuck I got to be patient for? I can't fire him. I want him fired right now. Gone. No job.
Yeah, get him out.
I fucking heard the Don V Fridays after them games. I was sick of that month. I think it was after the Pitt game. I think I did a podcast by myself. I think it was titled Fuente Ain't It. I was done. Over with. And people kept saying, like, you know, it's a young team. I'm like, yeah, there's young teams. And then there's, like, when you watch a team get punked, it does something to your spirit. Like, bro, like, this team looks soft.
Yeah.
It don't look – you can lose games. Like, that Virginia Tech team on Saturday, the one that just played UNC – they looked lost. I can live with loss. I can live with that. They didn't know what the fuck they was doing, even though they fifth and sixth year fucking seniors. They look lost. They look like they didn't know what the fuck was going on. They bought a knife to a gunfight. They bought a horse to a Ferrari race. I can live with that. I can live with it. The shit that Fuente was putting out there, they look soft and lost. Can't live with that.
You could be lost, but you can't be soft and lost.
Can't do it. Cannot do it. And I could see the bitch coming out. I could see Quit coming out. I didn't see Grit coming out. I couldn't do it. That was 2018 versus Pitt. I said he got to go. And I said, and this is when there were no post-game spaces, won't even no Twitter spaces. I used to live stream with my face, put my face on camera at the end of every game. And I said, and I still believe this, the team will take on the personality of his head coach. And you see the team get pushed around and look like bitches every week in 2018 and going forward. And you would just see a team that was looking to quit every week. I don't see that out of this team. Virginia. I don't see that out of this Coach Pratt coach team. I don't see people looking for the first exit. I don't see a team. I just see a team of a bunch of motherfuckers that just ain't good. Okay. We knew that coming in.
Yeah, those, so, exactly. Exactly. It's not the end of the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world, bro. Once Pratt gets some talent, then I think we're gonna see the true character of the team. Cause I see a team with character. I do. I really do. And I'm a person that I'm on shit. This team, this podcast is kind of fueled by Twitter. Like we read Twitter. We're both active on Twitter. So like we know what the fan base is saying. And I read what the players are saying after the games. And I hate to keep comparing this shit to Fuente era, but like Fuente era, like players got on Twitter and went to war with the fans every Saturday, telling us to not believe who you gonna believe, me or your lying eyes. Like I seen you nigga, I see you niggas quit every week and then get on Twitter and fight with fans. Y'all don't keep that same energy when we turn it around. You motherfuckers never did.
Yep.
Or y'all don't even know what's going on. Bro, I don't need to know what's going on in y'all meetings and practice to see you give up 50 points and can't tackle nobody. What the fuck am I missing? Like, I hated that shit. Like players would get on Twitter after a loss, an embarrassing loss, and be like, with the peace emojis, like, y'all don't even know what's going on. Bro, I do know what's going on. You got your ass kicked.
I watched the game.
How y'all prepared to get your ass kicked, I don't know. But I'm looking at the game. I'm looking at you miss a tackle. What am I missing? And then they want to fucking try to, like, shame you after the fact. Whoa, I played the whole season with no shoulder. You know, good job on that. Well, you shouldn't have been playing. He was hurt.
Yeah, exactly. That's on the staff, and that's why we're pissed.
I played the whole season with no toes and no knees. So,
why the fuck were you playing? Why don't we have somebody else?
Well, your opponent was fucked up too. So
everybody's hurt.
Everybody's fucked up.
It's football.
Everybody fucked up. So it was just irritating. But that said, I'm not seeing a lot. I'm not seeing that sassy shit on Twitter after it lost. And we ain't got to see these motherfuckers lose three times. You know?
Yeah, against some big time rivals too. I mean, not even rivals, but like, I mean, like West Virginia, UNC, people, but also ODU.
People we hate.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? And we didn't see, you know, the team was chill. They were like, you know, we fucking lost. All right. Like, all right. They took it on the chin. They're fine.
They're not arguing with fans. I'm not seeing people on the timeline. Y'all don't even know what's going on.
Yep. The commits that are coming in aren't saying shit. They're not decommitting. Everybody's just chill. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Shit. Everybody knows.
Shit. What's Lauren Johnson's son name? He told me chill out after long.
I saw that. Braylon.
Yeah, Braylon Johnson. Like, Braylon Johnson, if you listening, come on the pod, come tell your story. This ain't nothing, bro. But let me tell you something, bro. You new to this. I'm true to this. I've been watching these motherfuckers lose my whole life. You be patient. Welcome to the life, bro, because this is a lifetime of losing, bro. And maybe you can help turn this shit around, brother. But Don't tell me how to conduct myself. I ain't cussing nobody. I didn't threaten none of these coaches. I ain't call nobody out their name. Let me be mad at the loss, bro. I ain't got to be patient. Shit. No. You be patient. You still chill after the loss. Like, honestly, I don't even like that mindset coming from, because he's like the best player in the class.
Yeah, he's one of the best players in the class.
You need to be madder than me. Like, what the fuck? No, we're going to turn this. Like, I'm going to be the change. That's the problem. It's a lot of motherfuckers too used to this shit, too used to losing.
Yeah, I think it's – I think he knows that too, though. I mean, I think those guys do feel like they are going to be the change, and they don't need to, like, say that for it to be valid. You know what I mean?
But I don't need him after the lost fan checking me. Like, Nick, woo. I don't need that in my spirit. I need him coming. If you're gonna come in my mentions after loss, like, say, like, big bro, we got you.
To be honest, to be fair to him, he wasn't around the Twitter atmosphere back when we used to burn that shit down. So I feel like he doesn't know the etiquette, the history.
Yeah, he might not know the etiquette, but yeah, it's just your daddy play that. Try to get it together. You tell your daddy shit. Your daddy know. Like, hey, I hope maybe because we ain't had no back and forth, nothing negative like that. Maybe Lauren stepped in. Hey, son, let him have it, bro. This motherfucker has seen a lot of losing in his life. Let him have his. And that was after the West Virginia game, if I'm not mistaken, not after this. I don't even think he tried to convince motherfuckers this week. All right, okay.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers just used to this. But to put a bow on the UNC game, quite frankly, we got to ask you. Drake May is the truth. To all Virginia Tech fans who was snarky. And shout out to all the Virginia Tech fans that, like, hold – Miami and UNC and UVA to this high-ass standard that you don't hold your own fucking team to. They don't develop their talent. They look fucking good, fucking developed to me. You know who look undeveloped? The fucking 9-year seniors we got that been at Virginia Tech for 50 years and look the same as they did when they were freshmen.
Yeah.
Versus their 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds. They're not developing kids. Shit, me. You ask the fucking 27-year-olds that we got versus the 19-year-olds they got who look more developed, who look like better athletes on the field on Saturday.
That shit was
crazy, man.
I feel like every like developmental school, like Virginia Tech and the Iowas of the world, shit like that, will always say that about other fan bases. Because, you know, the copium to make you feel better that you don't have the 4s and the 5s.
Yeah. Oh, but they're not doing nothing with it.
Right. Until they play
it's
us.
It's kind of like your friend that, like, he always got bad chicks, like, in his DMs. You're like, you ain't hitting none of them. Like, you just got
to. Yeah, exactly.
You got to. And then you see him step out with one. You like, I ain't going to hit, though. Like, okay, so you got him. But what that mean? Nothing. You got to say something. You got to cope, like you said. With the fact that they got it in the recruiting world. And not only that, UNC was in our backyard pulling. I mean,
yeah, like I think that's why we're like, we jab them the most, is because they take our players.
They take, Commonwealth players. And some pan out and some don't. That's every school. Every player we took from UNC, I'm not UNC, but the state of North Carolina didn't pan out.
Yep.
And, The thing about Virginia, and I don't like to get too much off on these tangents, but I don't hate UNC. I don't hate them at all, honestly. I hate them in basketball season because in basketball season, I'm a jealous Virginia Tech fan. They win natties. They do this and that. I hate them in basketball more than I do football. But I don't – when you see people from where you're from do it big, like, you can't turn around and then hate them for that. That's just me. Like, when you see somebody like Bobby Rome go to UNC and he played fullback for them. When you see Bobby Rome go to UNC and he played D1 and he do something big, you can't I can't turn around and hate him because he went to UNC. Or you watch Curry. You watch Ronald Curry be the greatest player in Virginia high school history. And now he's at UNC. I hate him. Like, I'm telling you, I'm from the Commonwealth, bro. We did not hate UNC growing up. Like, basketball, yes. Because people hate on the best team. Like, how people hate Bama. You don't even got to be a fucking Auburn fan to hate Bama football. So what I'm saying is, the Hokie fans, you can kind of always tell where a motherfucker from based on their takes. Because ain't nobody in the 7-5 out to be like, yo, fuck UNC. Unless they're a Duke basketball fan. Right. It's just the way it is. Like, I can't sit up here and watch and just watch. I was about to say Deion Newsome. He played for us. I watch Daz Newsome go to UNC and be like, fuck him. They ain't going to develop him. Like, bro, that's like, he's from round the corner. Like, I can't do that.
Right.
I want to see my team beat their team at all times, but I can't just turn this hate gene on and say fuck Tony Grimes because he chose what was best for him and his family. Like, it ain't in me. But exactly. If you're a Virginia Tech fan from somewhere else who don't see your players go there or see your people go there, then, you know, maybe you're a little bit more detached and you can just say fuck that. All those players in the 757 should come here. But honestly, the distance driving is the same. If not, UNC is closer than 757. So, you got to recruit. That's on Virginia Tech.
Yeah, and I mean, the Tony Grimes conversation, like, Tony Grimes wouldn't be any better if he was at Tech right now. You know what I mean?
He'd be worse.
He'd probably be worse, yeah. Now, if he got recruited by Pry in 2023 and came in, maybe different story, but as of right now, the way things happen, he'd be probably worse than he is right now.
Probably worse. So, recap. Hokies get their ass kicked. And when it comes to recruiting, especially versus UNC, Virginia Tech has to recruit. Hoping that somebody stay because of state lines is crazy talk. I remember the NC to VT social media push. And if I'm not mistaken, like Greensboro, Winston-Salem, all that, it's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours from Blacksburg, Virginia. So, like, should they have went to UNC because of state lines? Like,
right, they were close.
Close as hell. Like, closer than me. A hell of a lot closer than me. Like, that's what I'm saying. And I'm within the state. So, recruiting don't work by just stay within these state lines. If that's the case, then yeah. But it's not like that. People do what works for them. And when it comes to 7-5, I'm speaking for 757. I'm not from fucking Lynchburg nowhere. The distance driving is probably the same. You got to recruit. You got to have something to see.
This is true. And that's exactly what we need to see moving forward before we start to shit on the staff and what they're doing.
Yes. Now, if you want to recruit Roanoke and all that shit, then yeah, stay home because that is home.
That's right, but there's not a whole lot of shit over there.
Right, so let's move on to our fucking... We doing all that to avoid our last because we are shitty game day pickers. Yeah, and we was in Vegas. We was in Vegas, bro.
Oh, woo, man. Oof. Who we starting
let's
with?
Let's get to the live of the week. True for the week for me. Live of the week for you. Louisville, your Louisville Cardinals did not come through for you, my boy. Your Louisville Cardinals did not come through for
hey,
you.
Hey, man, salute.
Yeah, Jeff Hafley. Nah, he was like emotional after that game. He didn't even think they was going to win.
That's what I'm saying. You believed in him. You believed in a team that their coach didn't even believe in.
Anytime a coach cried after a regular season game, he didn't think they was going to win.
That's facts.
I remember Mike London beat Miami one time and he was crying after the win. Like, you didn't think y'all was gonna win. another tale is if they get the Gatorade bath, like, bro, it is week 7. Right. What is y'all doing?
Why are you getting that out? Why are you breaking it out?
Like, you didn't think y'all was gonna win.
You're exposing yourself.
You snitching on your damn self. But Boston College not only covered, they won, which I ain't even go that far.
You just say, hey, you said they covered. You could have made more money.
Yeah. No, but yeah, shout out to Louisville. Wake Forest beat Florida State, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't listen back. I might listen back to the first 20 minutes to make sure I sound okay, but I don't really listen. But Wake Forest beat Florida State.
I think we both picked Florida. I mean, Wake Forest, right? We both picked Wake.
Knowing my mindset, I probably picked Florida State. But I think I kept saying I wouldn't have touched that game, even though the hurricane implications weren't bad. I think it ended up being a pretty good night. And hey, man, Sam Hartman.
He's back.
I kind of thought, all right, Sam Hartman's good, but Florida State's on that roll. Nah, man. Sam Hartman is it's him and Drake May for the best in the conference.
Yeah, man. And they were like, what, a play away from beating Clemson? If they would have beaten Clemson the way they're playing right now.
Oh, we talking Heisman.
Yeah.
Heisman talks. Clemson, our Clemson Tigers. I don't know. Did you have Clemson?
Yeah, we both did. We both had them against the spread. We said we would have taken them like minus 10 against NC State.
Our Clemson Tigers came through, got the W for us. Hey man, don't look now, but DJ Uiagalelei is one of the best quarterbacks in the ACC. The common denominator I'm starting to see is Tony Elliott got away. That's all I'm saying. Tony Elliott leaves. Tony Elliott is there. DJ Uiagalelei struggling like hell. And that don't mean Tony Elliott didn't have Deshaun Watson playing well and Trevor Lawrence playing well. But we just talking about the common denominator, DJ. He was struggling. And now he's playing well.
Yeah.
The old UVA staff, their offense, you know, they up at Syracuse. Syracuse got a good-ass offense. UVA offense struggling. That's all I'm saying. Shout out to Clemson. Our Clemson Tigers got that W. Speaking of UVA and Tony Elliott, another loss to the Duke Blue Devils.
I had Duke here, I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna go ahead and say
I probably took UVA because I don't know. I keep believing in them. But I don't know. I might have took Duke too. I need to listen. I need to start listening back, honestly. See what I'm picking. But I'm gonna take the L, even though I might not have taken the L. And I'm gonna say I took UVA. Now this one we took, this is the latter year. We both had Pitt.
Okay, but who fucking didn't have Pitt? You know what I mean? Like, who looked at that game and said, oh, Georgia Tech's winning that game? I mean, come on now.
We both had Pitt. And Pitt and Pat Narduzzi made fools of us. They made fools of us. Now, Virginia Tech is what the doctor fucking ordered. We're going to get into the Pitt preview in a little bit. But, yes, Georgia Tech pulled the upset. They upset Pitt because it's the last year of the Coastal, right? Can't handle – the Coastal will never – this is the last year of it. The Coastal will never have a dominant champion. It's in our blood. It's in our DNA.
It's the way it works.
It's just the way it works. There will never be a dominant Coastal champion. I'm trying to think and through the history of the Atlantic Coast Conference, was there ever a dominant Coastal champion? Because even when Virginia Tech was winning the Coastal, it was always funny shit going on.
Yeah,
we wasn't running through the ACC.
No, there
we
never was
the Coastal, and we would go on to win the conference. But I'm trying to think of a dominant Coastal champion, like a hands down. They was the ones. And now I can't think. Even that Pitt team from last year that won it. It came down to like damn near the last week.
Yeah, I have to look back on that.
I'm trying to think, like, on the fly, of course, of a dominant Coastal champion. Maybe UNC, when they had Marquise Williams in them, before Mitch. I know they won it. I don't know how dominant they were. So I guess that year would have been 2015.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's just not in the Coastals.
What about 2017 Miami when they were number 7?
Okay. They were a dominant Coastal champion, but they ended up losing to Pitt, like a sorry Pitt, like right before the game. Like, I know they won the Coastal and all that.
They did. They lost to Pitt.
They lost to a shitty-ass Pitt, like, and it killed all their season momentum. You was like, damn.
Be fair to them, that shit was they had to go up to Pittsburgh in late November. You know what I mean? Like, that's a tough game.
I don't care. Like, it deflated their season.
Well, like, yeah, and they were like, ranked number 2 at the time.
Yeah, their season went out with, like, a wet fart after that. Like, because then, like, okay, so you lose to a bad Pitt team. You get whooped by Clemson. Like, you get the shit beat out you by Clemson. So you didn't even look the part in the game, too. And then they went on to lose to Wisconsin in the Orange Bowl. And it's funny, and I give Ricky came on the pod. It's how long ago Don V Friday's been going on. Ricky came on the fucking pod and lied and said that Wisconsin team that was going to play, we was previewing New Year's Six games, and Miami was playing Wisconsin. And Ricky, shout out Ricky, at Ricky J. Diaz 7, came on the podcast and said, oh, that Wisconsin defense got like 7 NFL players on it. Bitch, where? They would still be playing right now. Where are they, Ricky? Where are they?
Was that when TJ Watt was there?
He could have been.
I think if there was any NFL player on that defense,
TJ Watt.
It was TJ Watt.
Alex Van Ginkle or some shit. I think he plays for the Dolphins. Other than that, no. Not at all. But shout out to Wisconsin firing their coach. I remember for years Virginia Tech fans be like, we need to be like Wisconsin. Wisconsin, like, we don't even want to be like Wisconsin. We want to be better than that. We should be like Wisconsin.
Not a chance.
The fuck? We want a natty.
Not a chance.
We want to win natties and shit. Fuck all that. Shout out to Wisconsin. Where we at?
Pitt.
Georgia Tech beat Pitt, y'all. Let's get into week 6 in the ACC. Louisville at UVA. Louisville is somehow favorite. Hey, UVA is in the mud, bro.
there's no way UVA wins this game.
You know what's fucked up?
You about to pick them?
Because they at home. I don't trust Louisville on the road. Give me UVA. Mark me down, UVA. Take the points, bro.
UVA against the spread?
Yes. UVA going to win the game, too.
Are they favored?
No, Louisville is.
Let's see. What's the spread?
3.
All right, so you're taking UVA. You're taking UVA.
I'm taking UVA plus UVA 3.
Plus 3. All right. I'll take Louisville minus 3. I mean, come on, bro. Their offense is fucking absolute trash.
You know, Malik Cunningham's hurt, though. Like, did you see they back up? Louisville's back up?
No, but do you see Virginia's starting quarterback?
I like him, but I like him better than Louisville's backup. Louisville's backup is ass. Like Brendan Armstrong and them can't get right. Louisville's backup quarterback is sorry. Like, I can live with can't get right. Because sometimes they're going to put some shit together. I can't live with ass. Like, you are what you are. But that, woo. Brother was like, normally when you come in as the backup, the team be against a Boston College. Like, normally the team be like, we don't know what he is. So you can get a couple lucky drives in.
Yeah.
UNC at Miami is a tough one to call. Miami is looking, they got some shit going on. I seen a press conference with Mario Cristobal, and he was doing the whole, we believe in Tyler Van Dyke, you know, we're not going to give up on him after one bad game. So they got some turmoil going, some in-house shit going on. UNC is coming off kicking our ass. UNC is on the road at Miami. If I'm not mistaken, the last time UNC went to Miami was that infamous game where, like, Javonte Williams and Michael Carter ran for like 300-400 yards on them. It was a crazy game. Like,
yeah, they just lit them up.
Legit went for like 20-30 yards a carry, the both of them.
Right.
I know they both had 200 yards each. I never seen no shit like that before.
Yeah, they fucking never both got no drafted like right after that shit too.
Right. They got them both drafted. And shout out to Javonte. He tore his ACL playing for the Broncos. Prayers up. But I don't know, man. Give me UNC. I don't feel confident. My confidence level ain't half.
UNC just to strap to win, money line or plus 3.5?
Give me the 3.5. Give me the points. I'm not the most confident in that pick, but Drake May is playing great and Tyler Van Dyke isn't playing great. So even though UNC is on the road, just after kicking our ass like that, I can't talk that bad about them. What you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Miami against the spread. Miami's been off since they played Middle Tennessee. And I just think, I don't know, North Carolina, like, yeah, they look good. They look good last year. Last week.
Them boys couldn't cover Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, this is true. But if they're gonna turn it around, it'll be this game. North Carolina's kind of skeeted along while looking terrible. And their only good game is against us, and we are fucking terrible. So I'm going to go with Miami. I think Miami will pull it out coming after a bye.
Crystal ball selling his soul.
Like, it's going to be that type of game. So I'll take Miami. That's a spread.
If Crystal ball said his soul, and I know they got to play Florida State, and that's their biggest rival, obviously. But sometimes you got to sell your soul a little early. Like, look, bro, when you give up like 400 yards passing to Middle Tennessee State, you kind of under the pressure. Like, the fans don't want to hear that shit. They don't want to hear about like certain shit no more. So, like,
right,
maybe he used his sales soul for this one, but
he needs it. He needs it. They can't lose this game.
I can't picture them give up all that passing to Middle Tennessee State and not give it up to UNC. But UNC got better quarterback, better weapons, better blocking. I can't see a scenario where UNC don't also do at least the same things. And I seen where Mario Cristobal again, he was defending Josh Gattis. Because you know in Miami, they've been running the spread under the last 3 or 4 years with SMU's coach, Rhett Lashley. They was running the spread, and Gattis came from Michigan with more of a smash mouth approach.
Yes. Yep.
And Mario Cristobal's like, yo, like, this is kind of what we want to do. We want to be physical. Like, we want to go through our running backs first. And I remember Oregon fans, or just like the chatter around Oregon was like, bro, you had Justin Herbert. But like, you know, he didn't ever look like the Justin Herbert we see in the NFL.
Right. Because, yeah. We thought, you know, Justin Herbert was bad, to be honest. A lot of people thought Justin Herbert was sorry.
He was underwhelming and he could have been so much better and this and that. But it's because Cristobal kind of is a ground and pound guy. He don't care who's on the team, what's on the team. That's kind of the sign of a bad coach in today's game, where like You got to kind of like make it work to what you got. You can't.
Yeah.
I know what you want to do, but sometimes you got to just look. You got these athletes. You got this quarterback that can sling it. But, hey.
Yeah.
If he can't figure it out, good, because that works for us.
I think it's just my belief, and I just kind of want Mario Cristobal to succeed. So I'm just hoping for this one. And the only reason I say that is because going back to what you said about 757 kids going to UNC, not hating them. Like, for the people that don't know, I'm Cuban. I'm half Cuban. My mom's from Cuba, born in Cuba. My whole family lives in Miami. Mario Cristobal is Cuban, and he's also from Miami, went to Miami. And he wants to bring Miami up. So, like, somebody like that that is from Miami, I just want to see that person succeed. Like, I can't hate them for doing what they're doing. So, I just kind of hope he does well. And against UNC, I'll take him. You know what I mean? So, I got to go with Cristobal on this one.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Cubans, man. You know, Gilbert Arenas is Cuban. So,
damn right.
Shout out to all the Cubans. Shout out to all the
bro,
Cubans.
Bro, Cubans come in every color. Swear to God. You'll see a Cuban right. Look every single
Fat,
color.
Fat Joe is Cuban.
Yeah.
like shout out to all the Cubans. Shout out Elian Gonzalez. Like, we still riding for you, bro. We ain't forget. I'm still taking UNC. All that's well and good, but I think Josh Gattis is a good coordinator. Like, he sometimes it be fit. Like, maybe Josh Gattis was just perfect for Michigan.
Right.
And, you know, they do things different in Florida, in Florida, period, the state. Like, bro, we're faster. We don't have to beat people in submission. We brought passion. It's just different philosophies coming from Michigan. So it'd be like that. And Josh Gattis probably coaching to be a head coach somewhere. Like, bro, let me get through these bullshit years in Miami so I can get my head coaching job. So I can go ahead. Clemson, number 5, Clemson. At Boston College, Clemson is 20.5-point favorites. Clemson's been winning. DJU is playing well. Boston College is coming off a big win with Jeff Hafley crad and all that other shit. What you got?
Well, are we doing it?
We doing it?
Are we doing it again? Are we doing it again?
We're doing it again.
I think we're doing it again. Yeah, I think.
Put me down for the Tigers.
I think we're doing it again.
Put me down for the Tigers.
Both of us. All right, I'm in. Clemson minus 20.
Tigers.
20.5. Like,
I don't want to confuse that bullshit Louisville did last week. As Boston College is getting better, Louisville was just not. I knew they weren't going to do that on the road. This is Boston College red bandana game.
Oh, man.
This is not. It's normally that's the still.
No way. Oh, my that's gosh.
Whoever decided that Clemson was red bandana night is a psycho. Like, normally they make that shit like a winnable game. Not saying that. I remember they beat Florida State on red bandana night. Now, that Florida State team wasn't good.
Yeah.
But still, the idea of Boston College beating Florida State. They beat Miami one night on red bandana night. They sold on a couple of them shits.
Right.
But to do it for Clemson, like, you fucking up bro's legacy, because the red bandana dude died on 9/11 or some shit, like trying to save people or something like that. So, like, don't fuck that man legacy up trying to play Clemson on red bandana night. Like, now you're getting greedy with the soul selling.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. They're going to get embarrassed.
They invoke that man's name to try to beat Clemson, bro. That shit ain't right.
And this is a primetime game, too. This is on ABC.
Yeah.
At 7:30. This is like the night game for ABC.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's real.
That's how bad the slate is this week. Oh, fuck. Yeah. It's got some ass games on here.
Ass game. Yeah, man. You don't invoke my name to try to beat Clemson. You use that shit for VT. You use it for Miami. You use it for NC State. But don't use that shit for Clemson. Like, because they got it, because they're going to run, because, you know, ABC, like, sports and college football and all that, it's a narrative-driven game.
Right.
So we need, like, why do we watch this game, this violent, ugly game? Why do we watch this shit? And then you see stuff like, you know, the like bro that did that 9/11 shit and died. And they're going to have packages and what he means to Boston College and all of that. And then they're going to cut back to the game and Boston College getting their ass kicked. Like, come on, bro. Don't do bro like that.
Can't be doing that. So we're doing it. We're doing. We're both doing it. We're on the Kool-Aid. We're on the Kool-Aid. Taking Clemson. Man, this feels bad. This feels dirty. I feel.
Man, listen. Boston College. We beat them. We beat the shit out of them.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right, let's go Clemson. What we got next?
Florida State at number 14, NC State.
Oh man,
Jay, you want to talk about hard on the call, bro?
Oh man, you go first on this one.
Give me NC State. Give me. I'm gonna be a punk. I'm gonna just take NC State to win money line. I'm gonna just take NC State to win the game. I don't trust the Wolfpack. I don't trust them. I don't trust. I trust the hell out of them when they play us. But I don't trust them. I'm gonna just say that.
I'm taking NC State minus three. I don't know what to do with this game, but yeah, I'll take them. I don't know. I just feel like they'll play well for some reason. They'll play well this week, and then when they start getting hot again, they'll lose against some garbage team. I feel like they won't lose back to back, so I gotta take them.
Yeah. They got their back against the wall. They probably you asked the NC State fan, they probably knew they were gonna lose to Clemson. But that don't stop them from having a good season where they can go NY6 and all that shit. A lot of their goals are still out in front. Even the Atlantic, you know, Clemson could fall off.
Yeah. This is true.
I'm gonna roll with the Wolfpack, but I don't trust it.
Me either.
I don't trust it.
Like they play Syracuse next week, and when we do that game, I'll probably pick Syracuse, unless NC State looks like the best team on the planet.
Right. So, did we do Duke at Georgia Tech?
No.
Duke is 3.5 point favorites at Georgia Tech. Give me Duke. Georgia Tech ain't doing that shit twice in a row.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat.
And Duke is looking pretty goddamn good.
Duke looks pretty solid.
Duke looks pretty solid.
Not gonna lie. They look pretty decent. I don't know if it's just luck of the schedule and they just been playing well, but they look all right. They look like they could be a solid program moving forward.
Definitely. And that brings us to our game.
Unfortunately,
the Virginia Tech Hokies, the Pitt Panthers.
We're going to be doing this again.
Pitt has been a thorn in our ass since the Big East days. And Pitt kind of had, you know, kind of. Pitt has our number. We beat Pitt, we beat Pitt regularly, but
they also beat us, and they when they beat us, they fuck us. That's the worst part.
Yeah, I mean, last year we played Pitt at home, and Kenny Pickett, he was pretty comfortable. He was pretty comfortable. He was doing the damn thing. We play Pitt this year. Pitt's coming off a humiliating loss. I hate playing decent teams off a loss because you know they're going to snap back to reality. What does Virginia Tech have to do to get the W versus Pitt?
Well, we said that they had to not get ran over against UNC. And they did the opposite. They got passed over. Yes. So I feel like they're just going to have to actually put together a good defensive game for once. Like, it's got to be – like, they're just going to have to figure it out today, like, on Saturday. There's, like, no game plan. They're favored by 14.5 points. I want to know the last time that VT was a 14.5 point underdog. It has to be a long time. But, I mean, like, we're literally expected to get blown out. Like, somebody's got to step up. We have to play well on some aspect of the game, whether it's on offense or defense. Like, we can't keep doing this shit where our defense sucks and our offense sucks. Like, we're gonna get blown out. So, yeah. Somebody's got to play well. One of the units. So, I mean, it's what it came down to. There's no more analysis. You know, I mean, there's no more position.
Somebody got to make plays. Israel Banacanda, if I'm not mistaken, he went off on us last year. Like, he killed us last year, if I'm not mistaken. And then, you know, they got Rodney Hammond. Shout out Rodney Hammond, man. 757 shit. Norfolk boy playing up at Pitt. I could say stop the run, but hey, the secondary is on tape. The book is out. Get them in space. The book's been out, but now the book is really out.
Exactly.
But I think the middle of the defense got improved. At the end of the day, somebody got to make a play. Somebody got to set the tone. Somebody got to make these plays. I recall Dax Hollyfield at the end of the ODU game, saying he stood there for them storming the field. Second time he seen them do that in his career. But he said he going to use it as fuel. It's going to fuel him. Bro, we need you, bro. I ain't even going to hold you. We need you, bro. I need you to do some out-of-body shit this week, this weekend. This shit. What's going on with the defense? And it's not all Dak's fault. What happened on you against UNC? He was just the man out there doing what he's told to do. But it's going to start with the middle of the defense, and it ain't just him. It's everybody. I think outside, as crazy as this sounds, and I know, you know, we hate Breon Murray. We don't hate Breon Murray, but.
He gets burned.
He's had his struggles. I think we all right on the outside, bro. Like, I really do. I really think we're okay. I'm not saying we're great outside, but I think they can hold up. It's the middle of the defense, bro.
Well, hey, it's like if you were to pick any part of the defense that could hold its own right now after what we've seen, it's probably the outside secondary.
Outside corners. They've been the most consistent all year. Right. Even last week, like, it was the tight end killing us. Josh Downs got off, but he was playing in the slot. Like, it was the middle. So they were just moving Josh Downs all around. Like, it wasn't like the De'Ami Brown shit where we was getting cooked outside all day.
Yeah.
Like, I done seen bad corner play out of Virginia Tech. Trust him. A versus Pitt. I've seen it. But this one, this ain't the one, so.
I'm just excited for this game to see how the team responds. You know what I mean? Like, Fuente's team's kind of never really, like, responded well. Like, when the season started going down, like, they completely lost their fire. Like, you could just – like, it was over. You know what I mean? I just want to see if Pride can, like, reel them back in and they can play, like, a fiery game after getting smoked like that. Like, I just want to see them respond. You know what I mean?
It'll be interesting to see if the team got fire, if the team still fired. Because the thing about home games, it's easy to get up for those. If you know, depending on the opponent, but them road games, especially if the weather gets colder, you know, and you going, it's hard to win at Pitt. We know this too well. It's hard to win up at Pitt. It just is. So, especially for us, it's always hard for us to win up there. So we'll see. Yeah,
it's gonna be tough.
We shall see. It's like I said, it's hard for us to win at Pitt. The defense has been struggling. The offensive line has been struggling. But there is a glimmer of positive news. Malachi Thomas has been practicing. Now, what the fuck Malachi Thomas could do with this blocking, I don't know. But it's a good sign to have him back practicing. And they say he's been feeling great, so I think he's a game time decision. I'm not sure what his status is, but he's been practicing, and that's a positive sign. I like a backfield of Malachi Thomas, Bryce Duke, and Keyshawn King. I like that. I like what's going on there. I like Chance Black, but it don't mean shit if he ain't blocking. If we ain't got the blocking, so
right,
it's gonna be interesting to see what we do going forward. Because, like I said, we started off into this gauntlet 0-1. We had four games. We wanted UNC, Pitt, Miami, NC State. We started off 0-1 in this little gauntlet. Now I picked 2-2. This is one of the winnable ones. We shall see what happens. Any final news notes before we sign off?
I got nothing, man, other than I actually do think we can cover this 14.5 point spread. Just putting that out there. I think we'll be fine. I just want to see the team kind of come together after getting shit on these past 2 weeks.
I wish Pitt would have saved a shitty game for us and not Georgia Tech. I would be hard pressed to see them do it twice. Or maybe just Pitt is who we thought they were, one of those type of situations. Maybe Pitt is not good. But you don't like to be the team that got to play the motherfuckers off the loss. I hate that shit. You're like, ah, yeah, fuck, they need this shit. Narduzzi might fuck around and pull some shit out of their ass. They might sell their soul. Right. You know, it'd be like that. Like, so we shall see. Speaking of Pitt, Kenny Pickett went in last week, looked like a bag of ass. It's crazy when your rookie can't give you a spark. Bruh, what?
Bro, he came in, they lost against the Jets after being up by 10.
Up by 10. Threw three interceptions, lost to the fucking Jets. And they were trying, like, you know Kenny Pickett ass, they were trying to, like, gas his QB sneaks. Like, bruh, what?
Yeah, like, those two sneaks to the outside.
Y'all going crazy for QBs. Like, normally, even if your rookie is terrible, like, when they come in mid-game and the fans are going crazy, like, the fans are, you know, hyping it up, like, normally they can put together, like, a drive or two where you see flashes and glimpses and glimmers. Like, okay, this is what we drafted. Now, he might not even turn out to be shit. But normally, a motherfucker's first couple of drives, you're like, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Fuck no. Yep. Some people was gassing quarterbacks knee. I'm like, bro, I remember the Pittsburgh Steelers with AB, who's a fucking psycho, Le'Veon, Big Ben, like, they had an offense. Like, you be like, bro, ain't nobody stopping them people except the Patriots. I remember the Pittsburgh Steelers, they had Cordell Stewart, who was like crazy back in the 90s. Like, bruh. He can't do no wrong.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking at it like Kenny Pickett. You like, what the fuck?
I think it's the Steelers fan copium. They're trying to stay relevant and they know they're not. So they're trying to gas up Kenny Pickett to be like, oh, we'll be around. It's like, no, you won't. You won't be around. Kenny Pickett is going to have to be in the same conference as Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Deshaun Watson. Like, if you think Kenny Pickett is going to do anything in these next couple years in that conference, yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, man.
Yeah, when you go out there, and mind you, that's stiff competition. That's three of the best quarterbacks in the AFC and the NFL. And you go out there with Kenny Pickett, if that ain't bringing a knife to a gunfight, that's bringing a knife to war. Let's bring the knife, and these motherfuckers have bazookas.
And there really isn't anything better on that Steelers team. I mean, they got a good defense, but their defense isn't getting any younger. And on terms of their young guys on offense, like George Pickens is good. Don't get me wrong. He can catch, but he can't get open. Like all we've seen George Pickens do is be plastered in coverage and make catches. That's it.
Yes.
I've never seen him run butt naked, wide open, catch a pass and run for 30 yards.
He got some great contested catches.
But there's always somebody there, bro. There's always somebody there.
Contested. Anquan Boldin was like that. Anquan Boldin, everything he caught was contested.
That's how Allen Robinson is too, man.
Yes. Some dudes are just great contested. Eric Coleman. Hey, bro, don't fuck me.
They can win at the Eric point, Coleman, man.
Everything he caught was contested, but he caught it.
That's all that matters. Just catch the ball.
He caught them bitches. Them shits is harder to get. It's harder to catch them than get open sometimes. Shit.
Yeah. Like, bro, but, just work on the routes, man.
But yeah, man. Shout out to all our contested catchers out there. Damn, man, that's it for Donview Friday. Man, we survived a hurricane. Hurricane didn't kill us. Prayers to everybody in Florida that went through the brunt of it. Yeah, man, them hurricanes is nasty business, man. Nasty-ass business.
Nasty.
Rain for like 4 or 5 days. But,
well, the weird thing, too.
The cold came for us, but we're still here. What were we about to say?
My actual name, for people that don't know, is Ian. So, it's honestly funny. Like, the hurricane, like, I was surprised how many people texted me and were like, yo, you know, there's a hurricane named after you, like, or made like a joke or something. I'm like, bro, no fucking shit. I watch TV. Like, I know. Like, I never realized, like, when I saw it, like, it would be a thing. But it became a thing. Like, now, like, people are like, oh, like, haha, like, fucking hurricane named after you. I'm like, yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Didn't know.
Yeah, the hurricane names. I got an ethnic name. I got to see how many ethnic names. I guess everybody has an ethnic
name. They had a Hurricane Irma.
Yeah, Irma. I remember there was a hurricane like Ernesto. It hit Virginia with Hurricane Ernesto. It ended up being like a tropical storm by the time it got to us. But I definitely remember Hurricane Ernesto. But, yeah, man. Hey, listen, for all of my brothers out here with ethnic names, like, show us some love, bro. We want to get named after Hurricane. We want some Hurricane love, too.
I wonder how they go through that process of naming hurricanes.
Right, and who gets to name them?
Yeah, like, who is the person that, like, stamps it? Like, there's got to be somebody that, like, approves it, like a hurricane name approver.
Right, because if I'm not mistaken, they be named in advance.
Yeah, like when they start forming, like right when the initial form happens, like boom, they're named.
That's what I'm saying. They be named already before it even forms. Like I remember, and I'm about to get into some deep nerd weather shit, but like here in Virginia, like we get hurricanes like often, obviously, because we live in this part. I live on the coast. They used to give us the book. They used to give us the chart with the names already.
Have you fucking know which one's coming with all the names on it?
Like, they used to track this shit.
Months in advance?
Like a year in advance.
Holy shit.
So, like, we would get our hurricane, because hurricane season, for those who don't know, hurricane season starts in, like, spring. So, like, you would get your chart. They would give us this 13 news chart in school and shit. And it'd be like, yo, by August, y'all, you know, it's going to be a hurricane. Jimmy, John, Mary, and Christy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so this was, you would know the names in spring. I don't know if they still get these charts out and shit, but these should be named in advance is what I'm saying.
Here are the hurricane names for 2022. There's a lot. There's Alex, Bonnie, Colin, Danielle, Earl, Fiona, Gaston, right. Hermione, Ian, Julia, Carl, Lisa, Martin. It keeps going. Paula, Richard, a bunch. Yeah. But the thing is like none of those really became shit except for Hurricane for Ian. They die out
they
so
die
fast.
Out in the ocean and shit.
Right.
But yeah, you would get that chart. You'd be like, shit, holy shit. But You might not see but three of them or whatever.
Yeah,
Shout out
so.
to Wesley. Yeah. Oh, everybody boring. You know what it is. Shout out to Hurricanes, man. It'd be like that, bro.
Well, at least you're good. At least you're good. Nothing bad
yeah.
happened.
Definitely good. But that's it for now, being Friday. Y'all, we got something very special, very, very special coming up soon for y'all. Stay tuned.
Oh, we're very excited for this one.
Very, very excited.
It's been a long, yeah, very long time coming.
Long time coming. We like to, we'll let you, you'll see. We'll keep y'all in the loop. Until next time, y'all, God bless.